Here Be Monsters, the podcast about
the big yellow eye,
the podcast about the unknown. So I used to have this radio show back in college, and I would play these strange sounds on the show. I mean, it was music, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't really the kind of music that was easy to like. And I would go up to the station each Monday night on the 7th floor of the Viking Union building, and I would spend my Monday evenings listening to my favorite music. And there was this custodian there, John, who always came by on his rounds during my show. And the thing about John is that he always had this big smile plastered on his face, and he wore this giant hat. But the first thing that anyone would notice about John was that he always wore this same pair of yellow headphones, the kind with that big antenna sticking out of the top of them, you know, the kind that you used to listen to radio. And there's always something about John that made it seem as if he had stories to tell. But for the first 6 months of that radio show, I never had the nerve to introduce myself or to ask him what he was listening to. I used to talk about food on this show, healthy stuff, you know, like kale and cauliflower and legumes, etc. And this one night, John comes into the studio and he says, "Hey man, I really liked the food you talked about this week." And that was the moment when he broke that barrier, that I figured out exactly what he was listening to on those yellow headphones each week. And from that point on, we would often chat, sometimes about music, but just as often we would talk about things totally unrelated to the radio. And one night, when I was filing CDs away, I mentioned to him that I would like to learn to scuba dive someday, and John immediately lit up and said, "Oh, I could tell you some stories about scuba diving." And I said, "Okay."
What's that feeling like dipping below the surface?
In Puget Sound, the first feeling is that, oh my god, it's so freaking cold. And it wakes you up, that's for sure. It looks kind of like if the air was had a constitution to it. But it's kind of green. It's kind of like an out-of-focus television set.
And what do you hear when you're dipping below?
You can't hear hardly anything. Nothing. Except you hear yourself breathing. You hear... and that regulator just... and you know it's working, you know. And you can hear the bubbles kind of pop, like you've heard bubbles pop in water. And that's what you hear. And you really don't, you just don't hear hardly anything. It's a very visual experience. And it's, the better you are relaxing, the longer you can stay down there. It was rumored in 1991 that Jacques Cousteau had found the largest octopus in the world living under the Tacoma Narrows Bridge. It was 38 feet across. 38 freaking feet, man. Imagine swimming with that. And so but most of them are like 6 to 8 feet, which is huge, but 6 to 8, maybe 10 feet across. Oh my god, so cool. Octopus, what they like to do is they like to have a home, and then they stay in that home. They find a good home and they stay. And so with the octopus, you can go back if you find they're really reclusive, but if you find them, then you know you can go back there, and it'll be there. It'll be there.
I remember was talking once about an octopus that you had a relationship
with, right? Oh yeah, that's right.
Tell me the story of this octopus then.
There was a place near Tacoma, Titlow Beach, and it's a great place to dive because there was an old abandoned dock, so the pillars were all still there, and so there's some fallen wood from the dock and stuff there. We were told about this octopus by the dive masters, He's like, there's an octopus there. It lives there.
What does it look like, an octopus?
Usually you have to have a light so you can shine it in there, and then you see them and you're like, oh crap. And they're surprisingly red. Then you see a big yellow eye just staring at you. It doesn't blink. It's just this huge yellow eye. It's just looking at you. What is it thinking? You think, wow, what if it grabs me with those suction cups and I can't get back up? It's not a good idea to be scared when you're diving in the first place, you know. You should have a good, disciplined mind. Don't be scared because you don't want to make any mistakes while you're down there. But that beak, they could kill you. They could just get a hold of you and just beak you to death. It's like a parrot beak. It's the closest thing to it, so that'd suck. I was really interested in outer space as a kid. So I always wanted to, like, go flying through space, you know? Didn't think that was ever going to happen in my lifetime, so when I became a teenager, I heard the term inner space. And they described how when you're scuba diving, you're weightless. And it's the closest thing to being in outer space that you could find on Earth. Even closer than, like, skydiving. And inner space is almost as uncharted as outer space to the human. We don't know what's down there. So it was just so appealing to me. Just the adventure of the unknown. And, like, I could do it.
So one night, John went down to visit the octopus under the dock. Low tide, perfect night to dive.
Dove down. It was like, whoa. The dock was covered in white sea anemones. It looked like a marble, like Roman pillars, alive Roman pillars, all the way down. I was just like, whoa. And so I just was chilling, going back and forth with the wave, getting ready to go check out the octopus. And since I wasn't making a big, messy, flap around noise, all these fish started just doing their normal thing. These big, beautiful fish were coming, and I was just in the wave, and just fully, everything looked sparkly and magical. And then I'll go check out the octopus, and there's that big yellow eye. Whoa, you know, I'm like 3 feet from it. We just met eye to eye. And then I noticed it's like breathing hole. It's like blowhole. It was like about 3-inch long, like tube. And I was just watching it. And so there was his head, and his little blowhole was right here, and he was just breathing. He was going, it like checked me, man. I was like, well, what about my breathing? And so then I started just, and my breathing became very regular and very comfortable. Getting in concert with that octopus, that I stayed down like an hour and 40 minutes. It was by far my longest dive. That's beautiful, man. And that was a great, it's almost a sacred spot.
And did the world change for you at all?
It felt like a baptism. It definitely did. I understood, like, why somebody sometime way long ago used water to, like, baptize people with. Because once you dunk under the water and, you know, you're in a different realm. It's not your realm. And then something's going on. And then you pop back up. And then you're back where, in the world where you normally are, and you have to live and exist. But you have had a different experience. And you see things differently now. And I felt, it felt like that, you know, like that was, so that it just felt like this, you know, one of many ceremonial baptisms I hope to have in my life. I will dive again. Probably with the wetsuit too, but what I want to do is with the dry suit. Because I'm too old now, man, my extremities will get, they just get too cold.
Today is an excerpt from an hour-long documentary that I did back in college about the life and stories of John Hahnemann. Stay tuned, too, because he's got more stories to tell right here on Here Be Monsters.
And if you haven't done it already, be sure to hit us up on Facebook. There, you'll be able to find out more about the show than you ever really want to know. Also, new music on the show this week from another talented SoundCloud fellow. It's a band called Guidebooks, and be sure to check out their work because they are collecting sounds from all over the world for their new album, and they'd really like your help. Music on the show also from The Black Spot and Bug Jerome. And be sure to keep your ears peeled for the new episodes coming out that feature other producers of Here Be Monsters. They'll be introducing themselves shortly. Next week, we're headed to Istanbul.
The Bosphorus is this river that runs through Istanbul. It's gorgeous. It's like the centerpiece of the city. And said, take the gloves and throw them in the Bosphorus and never think of me again. And it was so perfect.
Thanks for listening.